This morning we read from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 49. And as we read this text, I do hope that we noticed the joy that seemed to be in Philip's heart because he had found Jesus. And you know, I hope that each one of us today have that same joy within us. As Christians, we have found Jesus. You see, on this occasion, Philip was there. He was seeking the Lord. He understood that the Lord was near. And he actually found him. And when Philip found the Lord, his heart was so filled with joy that he went out and tried to share that joy with other people. "We have found the Lord," he said. And he said, when he said "we," he was talking about himself and about Andrew and about Simon Peter. "We have found the one." And I do hope that we have also found the Lord in our lives as well, and that we share that same joy that Philip had here on this occasion, and that we are willing to share it with other people around you. The purpose of this lesson today is to help us understand what we have and what we have found in Jesus Christ. You know, we sang the song, "Jesus is Mine," and that's one of the purposes of this lesson today as well, is to get us to understand Jesus is mine. Jesus does belong to us. He came to this earth for us. He lived for us. He died for us. He is ours. There are several things this morning I want us to understand that we have because Jesus is mine. And I want us all to say to ourselves, "Jesus is mine." And because Jesus is mine, He is my Lord and He is my King. You know, this is what Philip is trying to say. He comes running up to Nathanael and he says, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the one who has all authority both in heaven and on earth. He is that King." And if we turn over to Jeremiah chapters 10 and to verse 23, we will see why we need a Lord and why we need a King. Because in the latter part of that verse, Jeremiah tells us, "It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Friends, there are many times that we simply don't understand God and His ways. And there are so many things about godly living that we just simply cannot grasp. And we need someone with that knowledge. We need someone with that understanding. We need someone with that wisdom that can guide us through life. And Philip tells Nathanael, "We have found Him. We have found that guide. We have found the one that John the Baptist was talking about that can make our path straight. We have found the one that King David spoke of that will walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death." And today, when you and I open up our Bibles, my friends, we have found Him. We have found the one with all authority. We have found the one with all of the answers to the problems of our lives. We have found our guide that can take us through our lives. And we have found the Savior. And He is mine because He is my Lord and He is my King. In the second place, Jesus is mine because He is my friend. Now I want to just think for just a moment just how lonely sometimes this world can be. Have you ever been in a place, and even though you're in the midst of a huge crowd of people, you feel alone? That no one is there with you or for you or care anything about you? And you really just feel lost because you really don't have a friend. and you're just there. I guess we've all stood in those shoes at one time or the other. I want you to know this morning, my friends, we have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus Christ. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's a friend. You know, in John chapter 15, on the very night of Jesus' betrayal, He spends a lot of time talking about this matter of friendship and the fact that we are a friend of God and that we are a friend of His Son. In verse 13 of John 15, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you have a friend that would do this? Do you have a friend that would literally lay his life down for you? God commended that kind of love toward us even when we were His enemies. And my friends, you and I need to appreciate this, that in a world that is filled with loneliness, we have a friend. In verse 15, Jesus goes on to say, you know, I don't call you my servant. I don't call you my slave. I have called you friend. And Philip is saying to Nathanael, we have found the Messiah. We have found a friend. But let's look again. Not only did we find a friend, Jesus is mine because we have found a brother. Jesus is mine and He is my brother. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17. This is the incident of the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. And the moment that Jesus came up out of the water, it says a voice from heaven came down and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I want you to think for just a moment, and we can go back to our childhood maybe and think about this. When your mother or your father said to you, I am so happy for what you have done. And you gained their approval for something that you have done. In my home growing up in Alabama, I didn't get a lot of verbal approval from my parents. It came in occasionally. But there is one time that stands out in my mind, and I was a senior in high school, and we were having our Mr. and Ms. Brooks high school ceremony, which I was actually in that. I was one of the five young men chosen for that. And in that program, I was asked to sing a song. Young lady accompanied me on the piano, and I got to tell you, folks, we nailed that song. We were so good. Now, it was an Elvis Presley song. Now, y'all probably don't know I don't like Elvis Presley. And like I said, we nailed that song. My daddy was there. My daddy despises Elvis Presley to the nth degree. So I knew I wasn't going to do anything to impress him that night. And when the program was over, people were coming up to us and telling us what a good job we had done. And out of the clear blue sky, my father walks up to me and he puts his arm around me and he says, son, that was a fine job. I'm proud of you. And then they had to pick me up off the floor. I don't think I will ever forget that moment. My father had said to me, I'm happy because of something you have done. And can you imagine the feeling that had to be around the whole area on the River Jordan when the voice from heaven come up and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And my friends, today God looks at us as His children and He says, I'm happy because of what you have done. What did we do? We did the very same thing that Jesus did on that day at the River Jordan. Jesus went down to the River Jordan on that day to do one thing: to fulfill all righteousness. And the Scriptures tell us that that's exactly what He did. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15, He told His cousin, John the Baptist, who wanted to be baptized by Jesus, let it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. That baptism of water and of the Spirit, the same baptism that Jesus told Nicodemus about in John chapter 3, was necessary to fulfill all righteousness. And if we want to fulfill the righteousness of God, if we want to hear God or know that God has said about us, I am happy because of what you have done, this is what we must do. Because it's what Jesus did, and we know the perfect example that He gave to us, and this was part of it. And the great thing about that is when we do this, we have found a brother. It is Jesus Christ. Philip said, oh, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Lord. We have found the King. We have found a friend. And we have found a brother. And in the fourth place, Jesus is mine because He is my shepherd. We all know Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We could all probably quote that whole passage. But you know, it's when we get to the New Testament that we see that the shepherd is with us. He walks with us. He is a part of our lives, each day of our lives. Isaiah called Him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is my shepherd. And what we see in that shepherd is what we see when we see Jesus. He is our shepherd. In John chapter 10 and verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. And I want you to understand that we have found that one who will lay down His life for us. We have found that one who loves us that much, who cares for us that much. And we need to understand that He gave it all. We can go down in John 10, beginning with verse 27, and we can hear Jesus talk about this. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one. Nathanael says, we have found Him. And He is the one who will give us the green pastures. He is the one who will lead us by the still waters. He is the one who will restore our soul. He is the one who will lead us in the paths of righteousness. He prepares that table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. And He anoints our head with oil. And the cup, oh, how it overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives because we have found that shepherd. And He is mine. Jesus is mine because He is my Savior. You know, Isaiah tells us something very unsettling in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6. He tells us we are all like an unclean thing. And all our righteousness is filthy rags. We are all unclean, and our righteousness is really dirty. But even so, Jesus saved us. Paul tells us in Titus 3 and verse 5, He saved us. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by a washing of regeneration. It is that washing that takes place in the blood of Jesus when we are baptized. We are regenerated. We have found the Savior. You know, you've done something wrong. You've wronged somebody. And they'll never forget it. Sometimes Christians, just like everyone else, we're human. And we make mistakes. And we may offend. We may hurt. And we apologize, and we ask the forgiveness of other Christians that we may have hurt, and they will say, well, I'll try to forget it. But God said, they're gone. I will remember them no more. He will wash you in that blood of the Lamb, and He will never remember the wrong that you have committed in your life. Philip says, we have found someone like that. He is our Messiah. He is our Savior. He will wash away every sin that you have. And as a Christian, it even gets better. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Not only at our baptism, but also as we walk through life, if we put our life in the light, stay in the light, the blood of Jesus is there, and it always cleanses us. Oh, what a wonderful thought. We have found someone who will do that for us. My friends, we need to be excited today, just as Philip was excited in the long ago, because we have found Him, and He is mine. He is my Lord and King. He is my friend. He is my brother. He is my shepherd, and He is my Savior. Today, my friend, I implore you to make Jesus your everything. He can be all of the things that I have described this morning and more if we will make Him ours. Today, you can do that. If you're not a Christian, you can come today believing on Him. You can change your life by repenting of your past sins. You can confess Christ as the Son of the living God, and you can be baptized to fulfill all righteousness as Jesus did. God will add you to His kingdom, and you will be a brother. But, Christian, we must understand that when we make Jesus ours, He must be ours for life. And today, if we have a Christian here whose life is not what it needs to be, if Jesus is no longer yours, you need to correct that in your life. You need to come today repenting of your sins. God has promised to forgive, and Jesus can be yours once again. Fade, fade each earthly joy. Jesus is mine. This morning, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.